This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Fail. Fail is this hour's code word. Text fail. F-A-I-L. Why would they pick the word fail? It's a terrible word for a code word.
I did that on purpose. You know, because of the word.
Right, because that's the word. Fail is this hour's code word. Text it to 72881 by the end of this hour, and you've got a chance at $1,000. That number again, 72881. Text fail. Message and data rates apply. One lucky national winner gets $1,000. Fail is this hour's code bird. Word. Or code bird. You know, I don't know how you like your codes.
Code birds?
It's a code bird.
Code bird.
It's a code bird operation.
I love that sound. These are code birds, huh?
Those are code birds right there.
Okay.
They're actually speaking in code. Only certain people. Dr. Doolittle can certainly figure that out. Yeah. Other than that, though, it's tough.
All right.
Oh, what's that? The code words fail.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. That's the number where you can call us. You also can text us. That's put it in. Send us a nice comment.
We appreciate nice comments.
Try to read them back to you here at this point in the show. I received a package from FedEx on Saturday for two ballpoint pens. I never ordered those. However, my package that I was expecting was delivered to Pennsylvania.
Oh.
I just sent them an email and told them I wanted a refund. They got back to me yesterday and asked if I wanted to be redelivered or a refund. I'm assuming somebody in Pennsylvania got my two ornament storage boxes.
Oh. I just want my stuff.
Yeah, you know, it's a pretty elaborate system. I give them a lot of credit for being able to keep track of as much stuff, especially with the what would you say the internet did to mail order? Tripled it?
Mm. Oh, my God. That's conservative.
Timed it by 15?
A thousand, even.
Yeah, I mean, it's the fact that they've been able to keep up as they have is pretty impressive.
Yeah, of course, they can't screw up on my Bic pen order. They got to screw up on my $300 interfacing order. Interfacing, what is that? Don't ask. Don't worry about it. You don't need to know.
We order so much stuff.
Oh, my God. We do, too. I mean, it's you really do count on it.
I mean, when I say we, my family, I don't do it myself, but it's happening.
Well, it's Christmas every day on the front porch. I mean, I love it. Sometimes I'm like, ah, too lazy to open those. Just put them in a pile.
We couldn't go to the store for the potty training toilet. We needed to order that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. I'm like, okay.
I saved on gas. I saved on...
Oh, you didn't have to load those kids in
the
car?
Right, in the car. We could just stay at the house.
Didn't have to have you watch them while I run out?
Oh, good point.
Yeah. Thank your lucky stars.
So we got that in the corner in our bathroom now.
Well, that's good. You need that.
Mm. Do you have the one that flushes?
No.
This is a flush one.
I have a fake flushing sound. It doesn't actually flush.
That's hilarious.
It's like a little baby toilet, and she likes to flush it.
Is she fully potty trained? Or?
No.
How old is she?
She's
two and a half.
No, not even. She's 2 and 2 months. But she'll go, number one, and freak out.
Oh.
She's like not, you know, used to it.
Oh.
She freaks out.
My kid's done number one in there twice already.
All right.
But.
Hulk baby
has already done that.
Wow.
She won't say words. So, you know, there's that.
She doesn't need those.
Mm. Mm. What the heck?
She's
let me bring you over to what you're pointing at and let you see which one of these many things are in the area. It's lame.
Yeah.
It's super lame.
That's life. Don't worry. She'll start talking. Then you'll never shut her up. You'll be like, go back to the grunt thing.
No, you know what? I'll be honest with you. This is going to come out the wrong way. I'm not into babies. Yeah. I don't like them.
Oh, worse.
I don't like them. That baby, on top of shit, her PR was already at the bottom. And then Sunday, there I am, getting mine. You know.
Yeah.
And then the baby goes off. And I'm like, I can't do this with that sound in the background. The missus is like, okay, hop off.
Oh God.
Unfinished.
What time was this?
This was, I don't know, 6 a.m.
Oh, first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
Morning guy.
Well, it wouldn't have been, except that she fell asleep in front of the TV and on Saturday night, and I went, all right, well, this ain't happening. The writing's on the wall.
She walked out of the room, and she opened up an eye and went, oh,
good. It worked.
Again. I dodged that one. Yeah, John won't let the TV viewing begin because he knows it's over at that point.
Oh, that's smart. Okay.
Keep that in mind.
I will.
Problem is, a lot of times you have to get the kids to bed.
Right. There's a weird thing there.
Right.
Hey, Vinny, your Jimmy G outfit worked great. So you know you have to wear that again on Friday. No problem.
Yeah.
I got you, everybody. No problem. I will wear it.
You better.
I will. No problem. I absolutely.
Let's not break this trend.
I couldn't be happier that the Niners are playing well. And I really like our team and I like our chances.
Yeah.
Regarding Courtney Love, wonder if part of her demise was thanks to Weinstein and her saying that.
Interesting.
Well, she's had a lot of drug history, though,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah, she's got plenty of problems. Probably not all of them are from Harvey Weinstein.
And the thing is this is just off the top of my head, but I've seen crazy rants by her, and I've also seen her be super smart and super cool. So I don't know which one is Courtney and which one is, I'm assuming that the smart and cool one is Courtney and the rants are drug influenced.
Right.
But
she's a mess sometimes.
Yeah.
An absolute mess.
Right.
And other times she really, when she was going through Oscar season or award season that year, the People versus Larry Flint, she was
she looked
stunning.
Glamorous.
She looked like a friggin' movie star.
Yeah.
How do I buy Sarah's purses? Says 707.
Go to slappystuff.com. They all have interfacing in them. Crap's expensive.
Since when is Kit spelled with a C?
It's not.
It's
spelled with
end.
A K.
Okay.
Okay.
It doesn't. Whatever.
It's okay.
Vinny, I have more than one set of sheets for my bed. As I take the dirty ones off, I remake the bed with the fresh ones. Now I only need... the rest of that's gone. We only have one set right now, and I'm actually good with it.
Split top, right?
Yes, and I'm good with it because we pull it off, wash it, put it back on, and I don't have one in the cupboard, not fresh. Like, after a week, the cupboard.
Oh, I don't mind the cupboard sheets. I actually like the smell of the cupboard.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh.
I like the linen closet smell. We put little sachets in there when I get them. It's nice.
Sachets?
Like a little, it has like lavender or something.
Sure.
In it. It's like a little baggy, like a net.
Like potpourri.
Like that, yeah.
Inside of a satin case.
Like a little
case.
Satin, yeah. Right. Or it's even something more breathable.
Or netty, yeah. Mesh? Maybe?
Sure, yeah. Like real fine cheesecloth or something.
Yeah. Exactly, we got it.
Yeah.
You can get Jesus candles at the dollar store.
Oh, the dollar store!
That's a good price because they're $9 on Amazon.
I wonder if the glass explodes though.
Oh, yeah, that might not be good. Can you grab me some at the dollar store? I'll pay back.
I don't go to the dollar store.
Well, tell John.
John goes.
Tell Johnny B.
Maybe.
Get some Jesus candles. Mary candles too. I'll give Jesus.
Jesus
and
Mary.
Yeah.
I think he's going tomorrow.
What else they got? Like the three wise men? We three kings?
I don't know what else.
Is that the thing?
The Holy Spirit.
I think those are pretty much, you see, you get what you see.
Yeah, just give me a right.
See what you get.
What do you got in the back?
Jesus on the cross or something?
Right.
I'm 6'10 and show up early to movies and concerts to say, here I am, everyone. Sit away from me if you don't like it. If you're behind me, you're either late or made an ill-advised decision. I bought these tickets before I ever showed up.
Yeah, the
6'10 guy.
Right.
I don't have the option. You need to buy in the back. 6'10.
6'10 is actually, that blows, because the average door height is 6'8. Like, it's, that's
tough. You're ducking
tough.
In doorways.
You're ducking in regular doorways. You need one of those houses that has 10-foot ceilings and 8-foot doorways.
Yeah, and like your bed, everything. The toilet.
Everything.
Sinks.
Yep.
I bet this guy plays for the Warriors, though, and is super rich.
Oh, well, congratulations, sir.
Good for you.
Why don't you just buy the whole movie theater then?
You guys are in rare form today.
Hey.
LMBO.
Laughing my butt off?
Oh, okay.
Oh, I'm getting a thumbs up from Vaughn. That's what it means.
Large virgins. LMBO. Love you guys. Stacy.
Large virgins?
Large virgins.
Oh. I think that was part of the tampoon talk.
Oh, tampoons. Yeah.
I'm with you, Vin. I always thought Jumbo meant she was big down there. Learn something new every day.
Oh, no. It's just for, you know, when our flow's really taking it out of you.
Okay. I'm 5'2". At concerts, the entire crowd may as well be 6'7".
Yeah, you got to be in the front row.
No, Vinny, there is no big and tall tampoon section. I'm dying. Hilarious.
Big and tall. Oh, that's funny.
Starting my new dream job today and commuting to the city for the first time. I'm so nervous. Mm. Please wish me luck, Sarah, Vinny, and crew. I need it. You don't
Good
need luck.
Good luck. You got this.
They hired you because you're the right person for the job.
Go now, in there and kill it.
Walk in there and do what you do.
Yep.
Own it.
It is tough, though, your first day at a new job. It's such a thing.
The people, not just the job, the people, right. And trying to learn all the new things.
Sure.
How do you do this? Yep. How do you do that?
It's exciting, though. It's a neat change for you, a very positive thing.
You've been waiting for it.
I remember being so, I'm always super nervous, like, whenever I would start a new radio job.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just like, you know, all the call signs and everything. Mm-hmm. And
which you haven't had to do
in 23
plus
years.
Wow.
It'll be 23 years next month. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Currently,
thank you for listening.
Yes, absolutely. Currently in dryuary and going strong.
Yeah, me too, going strong. It's great.
You don't like it.
Well, you don't have to like it to be going strong. It's happening.
There you are on Instagram, bitching on a Friday night.
I just thought it was so funny that they put a label over all of it. I was like, that's cute. Thanks, guys. It is true, though. Like, it's just no fun being at the bar. Sober. Like, what's the point of this?
Right.
Everybody out. I gotta go to bed.
Well, it's people fall for that. They think, you know, oh well, since everyone's gathering there, I should just go. I'll be fine.
Mm.
Except that all anyone's doing is drinking. So
everyone's telling me I should try, like, you know, near beers, the fake beer things.
What's the point?
What's the point of that?
Yeah.
There isn't
one. Calories in that. Forget it.
Yeah. Let's drink water.
Yeah.
I was drinking I made my friend Joe, who's also doing a dry UR, and myself a club soda with a squeeze of lime in it.
Mm-hmm.
And we take a sip and we both look at each other like, ugh. So gross.
Club soda sucks.
Club soda sucks. And then a few times, like, as I'm sitting there just chatting with everybody, I pick up the drink and it looks like my regular drink because I usually just do club soda and vodka. And I was just, I don't know, I was just expecting that little smack
Zip.
Of deliciousness. And it just wasn't that. I'd be like, just every time I sip you, I hate you more. Go away.
No. Maybe some smoothies or something next time. Something
yeah, I guess,
fun.
Maybe. Right. I'll do virgin margaritas or virgin pina coladas, and that should be great. I'm just not going to have any more parties. That's what I've decided. It's easy whenever I'm not, no one's partying around me.
That guy is still in Venice, LOL.
Oh,
hey, the roller skating guitar player is still at Venice. I'll be there this weekend going to the Dime Bash. Take care.
Oh, funny. He just hangs at Venice Beach?
That's
the guy he was talking about this morning. They should send us a picture, Vinny, so we could see.
Well, the guy, you said you used to
see
him at
Dead
Shows, right?
He was at Dead Shows. He's I've seen him on a TV commercial.
Funny.
And went, oh my God, that's the guy from the Dead Shows.
So he's got like a battery-operated amp or something on his back?
He's got a pack. It's in a backpack, and it's like, he's rigged this whole thing, and he's on roller skates. He's
skates,
got a turban.
But not blades.
Let me see. Hold on. That's the guy. What? Yeah, there's the guy.
Oh,
that's the dude.
So
can you see him?
Does he do that for money?
I don't know what. He's been on a TV commercial.
His name is Harry Perry, born Harold Arthur Perry.
Perry.
It's a thing. Hmm. I never looked him up, but I saw him at Dead Shows and.
They're calling him.
I've seen him in Venice.
Venice Beach Boardwalk Busker.
Oh, okay. So he sits
yeah,
there and
so
plays
he does
for
get money.
Money.
Yeah, playing an electric guitar with a Target sign on inline skates or land roller skates.
They're rollerblade things.
Mm. Wow.
Well, I don't even know if rollerblades were around when I was at going to dead shows. Right. So
maybe it's on regular.
He upgraded.
Four squares.
Right.
She made enough money.
I don't like rollerblades. I love regular old roller skates.
Me too.
Though. I used to be awesome on roller skates.
Were you?
I was. I was always a good skater. I could ice skate too.
Really?
Yeah. Were you? I grew up skating.
Could you go backwards?
Yes. I could spin. I could do all kinds
of
crap.
Could you do 1 foot?
Yes.
You could?
Yeah. Right. I could do a hockey stop. Yeah, not on roller skates.
Oh.
I couldn't really do that. I would just drag a toe. I don't know if you can do those on roller skates. Seems like you just tumble over.
I don't know.
But on skates, I could dig.
At the skate park, we always hated the dudes on roller skates.
Oh.
Dude, get out of here. Cuz.
Oh. How dare you use our ramps?
You and your dumb shoes. Get out of here. Roller skates. So, oh, look at you doing a handstand.
What's wrong with that? A skill.
It's not.
Here it is.
925 says Cosmic died, guys.
Who's Cosmic?
The Harry Perry guy? But I'm not seeing anywhere else that he died.
I don't know.
I'm sure that would be
big
haven't
news. Seen him in many years. I haven't been to Venice and I haven't been to a dead show in a long time. Common law wife died of cancer, daughter killed in a car accident. That is Neil Peart.
Oh, so sad.
And apparently later in life he remarried and I guess things went well until, you know, then brain cancer found him. Yuck. Oh,
hide
and someone wrote
cancer,
that
everyone.
In. Wait, I have the name of the thing. Glioblastoma?
Yeah.
Whatever, that's the brain
the one.
Cancer.
Mm. I guess there's a few types. But whatever type he had, my girlfriend was talking about. She mentioned Ted Kennedy, too.
Mm-hmm. I'm dry this month, too, and cannot sleep.
Oh, huh. No, I never sleep on Sundays. I had no problem sleeping this weekend. It's great. Right up until last night.
And then it ended. Me too.
I overslept this weekend or something. Didn't need any more sleep.
Yeah, that gets us a current.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. What a fabulous Monday so far.
Yep.
Just delightful.
Well, and look at that. It gets even better. Well, Jane's coming up.
Well, so's Lexi.
Right, Lexi too.
Skip it over Lexi.
What?
Like little Lexi. She's probably sitting
is she even
right
here?
Now. Like, yes.
Probably. Well, we never do know, do we?
It's true.
Why? Because you guys take off?
Yep, exactly. I've only ever heard about Jane. I don't think I've ever met that lady.
Just because she texts you.
Yeah, and the bottom line here is that Alice is open for business 24/7.
Yeah.
So stay here. We've got code words all day that are worth $1,000 to you. And don't forget, on Friday, it's Bottle Rock all day long. You get to pick which day you want your single day tickets for.
Nice.
So that's what's happening here. I hope you have a great day. We'll check you back here on Get It on Tuesday.
Oh, no. Oh, I was going to say. So tonight's the national championship. It's LSU versus Clemson. But you won't.
I'll be watching home shows.
Oh, geez.
Because the TV will be all mine tonight.
That's what I mean.
Right.
Lucky.
Anyway, have a good one.
Bye.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.